You're listening to the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast with John Rabin. Hello, everybody. It's the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast with John Rabin, episode 43. It is April 17th, the day of this recording. I'm recording a little late. My apologies to whomever likes this late afternoon on a Wednesday, so you're going to get it more evening on a Wednesday, but it's fine. Last week, I did an episode called The Social Media Blackout, and didn't post anything about it on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. And even on the Facebook page of the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast. I just wanted to, social media blackout. I wanted to see essentially the number of listens or downloads of the podcast episode, what the difference would be between what I normally promote and do it versus not at all and just let, you know, the podcast apps and subscribers just go with it. And it was interesting because it was about a 20% drop on like the day of, like when, or like I would say like 12 hours from when I when the podcast episode goes live, about 12 hours, there's usually the spike in those 12 hours. So the spike was about 20% less. But for the rest of the week, it was higher than the previous couple of weeks or several weeks. So it kind of evened out, if not a little bit more, like it really didn't matter other than like an initial, you know, boom. So it seems to me that basically the majority of people who listen to podcasts have a subscription of some kind, either through iTunes or their app. But there are some people that when they see a post, they're like, oh, I'll listen to it now. And maybe if they don't get that or they don't see it, they come across it later anyway, or they think about it and go, oh, let me listen to Rabin ramble for 30 minutes. I forgot that he did that. It's Friday. Let me do it now or whatever. That's good, because if I ever just get fucking fed up with social media completely, which I won't on Instagram, because even though some of you are more and more posting a bunch of text, like doing like Facebook type status updates, stories and stuff on Instagram, or you're doing lots and lots of more text on Instagram, which is just like, I'm like, look, I didn't come here to read. You know, even though that's happened, it's way easier to ignore. And also, you don't see comments right in your face. You just scroll through and look at pictures. So I probably will never get off of Instagram. That's, you know, ooh, cats. Like, I'm just, you know, Instagram is definitely the I don't want to think, I just want to look at things app. But if I ever get completely fed up with Facebook or something, and I'm, you know, it's the audience isn't going anywhere. That's good to know. I was really hoping this was, it was exactly like I thought, or that I hoped. I kind of thought that it would be a significant difference, actually, but I had hoped that it wouldn't make that big of a difference, and it did not. So it was a nice novelty idea I did last week, but I'll definitely be promoting this. You know, promoting the way that I promote, whatever that means. Okay, so here's something. I haven't driven a car in 10 or 11 years. and something like that. I don't. I completed probation in 2014, but I did not. I have not tried to get my license back till this year, the past week. There is a. There's my license has a thing on it, a restriction. There it is, that requires an interlock device on the vehicle if I'm to drive a vehicle. Any vehicle that I drive has to have an interlock device on it. They put that on there when you're on probation at a level, because this was my third DWI when I was on probation. The arrest was in 2008. So it's like a 5-year probation. And so I had the requirement for the interlock device. Now, when that happens and then you complete probation, it's Travis County probation. And so that's the county. But the Texas Department of Public Safety handles driver's license state. State and county government agencies don't communicate. I don't think they like each other. I don't think I think national, local, and state government all, want each other to go to hell, really. But because they don't communicate, just because I completed probation in Travis County, they don't send the forms to the driver's license people. It's your responsibility to take the form, which is... it's like a notice of interlock release notice signed by a judge when you complete probation. And I don't know if I got one or not, and the thing about it was is that I wasn't driving, so I didn't think about it. I didn't have an interlock device on a car because I didn't have a car, so it was not a thing for me to have to go do it. But now... They still think I need a breathalyzer on my car, interlock device, excuse me. That's the breathalyzer. So I'm having to jump through hoops now and make requests for forms from Travis County to get the form sent to me via mail. Hey, everybody, it's 2019. Anyway, via mail, like snail mail, wait for however long that takes. Then I get the form. Then I have to mail it to the state, however long that takes. Once again, it's 2019. And eventually get it taken care of. All of this to say, guys, Uber and Lyft exist. Don't drink and drive. It's stupid. It's annoying if you get busted. It's so fucking annoying. It's expensive, but it's also really annoying. That's the worst of it. The slogan is DWI or DUI. You can't afford it. You can't afford it, but it's really annoying. So don't do it. It's just a big pile of shit you got to deal with. Even now. It's been 5 years since I've been off probation. And, still dealing with the repercussions of my past decisions, blah, blah. So careful on that. Oh, another thing before I get to the main thing I wanted to talk about. If you haven't seen it, on Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, he did a thing on opiates. Opiates 2, Electric Boogaloo. And it was mainly focusing on the company that Purdue that produces OxyContin, and Purdue owned by the Sackler family, and in particular Richard Sackler, who's a piece of shit. But so that I highly recommend if just keeping yourself informed on that, because really a lot of what you got to do. When it comes to personal addiction, you gotta fight your own battles, of course. But also, it would be nice to fuck with some drug companies and get them to have money funding rehab programs and like support programs so that if you do finally reach, because people that really need help don't have the finances to do it, most of them. I mean, there's rich kids, but the problem with rich kids is their parents pay for stuff, and until they get cut off, they're not hitting bottom because there's always a safety net, so it's not really the same. Rich kids going to rehab is not the same as somebody really trying to get help, obviously. But when somebody really hits bottom and they're like, they've got, you know, it's either die or pull yourself out, and they try to start pulling themselves out, it would be nice if they could get help, you know, because drug addict doesn't have 30 grand. They had 30 grand. They don't think they have a problem. They're like, well, this is going to last me a bit. So it would be nice to, keep ourselves informed as much as possible so that if anything comes up that we can apply pressure to the drug companies and their just shitty underhanded marketing and distorting of facts to make money off of people and then get all disgusted with people who are addicted to their product. You know, anything that we can do to fuck with those guys, it's great. It's something I'm behind, and I'm not behind a lot of things. So there's that. Okay, so here's what I wanted to talk about today. I had a busy day today. Well, kind of busy. Yeah, I did a thing today. No, I did a couple things. I went shopping and groceries and. That's not interesting. What is interesting? So I talked about it a little bit last week. It has to do with Pat Dean's car. Now, Pat Dean is a comedian and a good friend of mine. And your friend as well, some of you. But Pat has a vehicle. I forgot what it's called. It's whatever the successor is to the Ford Aspire. And I know what the Aspire was because I had one in the late 90s. Just an egg of a car. And this car of Pat's was originally white. And it's absolutely goddamn filthy. It was just disgusting. And he used the passenger side, the passenger seat floorboard as a trash can. Among other things, there's a lot about it, and I decided because I thought it would be funny. Also, I was at the driver's license office waiting in line, so I was bored. So I created a GoFundMe to pay for a car wash for Pat Dean, and I positioned it like it was a charity event, that we would be doing the world a favor and bettering our society if we could wash Pat's car. Now, some people would think that this, normal people, of course, publicly shamed like this might be a little embarrassed, but not Pat, because Pat actually likes a good bit, and also, he donated money to it. People donated money. Like, I put, like, a arbitrary number. I said, like, $30, which doesn't do much in the way of professional car washing and detailing. But it was funded in 2 hours, which turned this bit on back onto me because I'm not, I'm not into fraud. So I'm like, fuck, now I got to wash his car. So that was, and the funny thing was, I was talking to him and he was already planning on washing the car because he was planning on using it, like with people in it, I guess. That like an actual person was going to be in the car that wasn't a comedian, I guess. And he decided he needed to do something about the car. So I had him wait. I'm like, all right, wait till my day's off. One of my days off when we're both free, I'm going to get the car taken care of. We're going to clean the car. So we did that today. and so that I could fulfill my agreement on the funded joke. And so that's what we did. And I, the first step was cleaning out the garbage in his car, which filled two trash bags. Now, this had nothing, like not the trunk. Two trash bags from the passenger side floorboard and underneath the seats. Also in his console, he was just collecting change, which would then spill out and then just pool in change underneath the seats. I put all that in a jar. It filled a jar. So he can probably buy groceries with the amount of fucking change. But I cleaned out that all that trash. And like at one point, I actually said out loud, "What is this, gauze? This is not good. I'm going to treat it like I went to war, you guys. There's some things that I saw that I don't feel like talking about." But so we did that. And then, but I wanted to get that out of there so that we could, so that I could at least half-ass vacuum when we got to the car wash. Because my whole, my idea was is that we're going to go all the way. We're going to half-ass clean this car, but we're going to be thorough about being half-ass. I don't know if that makes sense. We're not going to just do a little bit here. Let's just clean the outside. No. We're going to half-ass clean all of it. So, yeah, you go all the way with half-assing. That's my motto, I guess. I don't know. So we go to the car wash. This nice ghetto-ish, as most car washes are, off of airport. And we pull up, and of course we did the vacuum thing, and that was a disaster. And it was quote unquote effective, I guess. It kind of helped. But then, so we pull into the car wash area, and this is, so we pull in, so Pat pulls in the car, and he looks to the right, and there's the spray gun nozzle for the car wash, and he goes, "What is that?" Which is not a good sign. That means he's never been to a manual car wash. I mean, what do you mean, what is that? What are you, from the 1800s? You're like, oh my God, you know, because the other thing was he's, you know, I had him, I'm like, all right, you stand over there and just watch. And because I wouldn't let him do it because I really wanted to, by the way, I'm wearing gloves. I wore gloves when cleaning out the car and I wore gloves when I was cleaning the car. Like my black gloves that I use when I wash dishes at work and stuff. So it looked like, you know, psychopath is detailing a car. And, but I wouldn't let him, that was the thing is that I'm like, I really enjoyed it washing the car, by the way, because I don't own a car. I haven't had a car in almost a decade. So it was like, I don't know. It was like a treat, I guess, except that I had to scrub the shit out of it. That's the other thing. I've had that scrub brush and you flick the nozzle to the brush setting, the soap, and the soap just bubbles out of it. Or as he described it, he's like, it looked like, you know, just that pink foam just like gurgling out of the brush was Pat referred to as clown jizz. And so I scrubbed the car with the clown jizz. and I scrubbed the shit out of that. And then as you do to try to save money, because there's all these settings with the sprayer and you skip, don't do rinse. You rinse off the soap with the wax setting because it's all water. It's all coming out of it. So I had to do the cycle like through washing that car. I had to do it like three times because it was just caked on, like the dirt was caked on. So you had to scrub it. And then, you know, I sprayed it off and I'm like, oh, that's much cleaner. And I'm like, nope, now I can see the spots that I missed. Like you can really see the white, which really accentuates the spots I didn't hit. So then I had to scrub it again, sprayed it. And then I'm like, nope, I missed some spots. God damn it. And then did it again. But yeah, so I cleaned that fucking car. And I wouldn't let Pat help. He's like, you want me to help? And I'm like, let me get, and I'm like, no, No, I got this. I started this. It turned on me. I've got to finish this. I can't let you help. So I didn't let him help. And afterwards he goes, you know, it's probably a good thing. I probably would have fucked it up somehow, which I don't think you could have fucked up a car wash. Like you can't make the car dirtier, but maybe Pat would have figured out a way that he would have made it dirtier. I don't know. He could pull it off. I love the fact that he, and this is the thing, I love the fact that he didn't get embarrassed at all. You know, he'll think this is funny that I spent half my podcast talking about his fucking car. Like, he's going to think that's great because he appreciates the bit. He appreciates a good bit more than self-respect. Or he actually has his self, he goes, I'm fine with me. Like, so he doesn't, if it's a good bit, he'll, you know, he doesn't mind good public shaming for a good bit. And that's why Pat rules. And that's also why, you know, it's also why I did it, because, you know, he's got, maybe this will last for a bit. Because it's going to rain today, like hardcore, like with, you know, hail warning is happening later tonight. So it might have been all for naught, but, you know, but for one day, that car is clean, as far as you know. But anyway, yeah. So that's how that finally ended, all because I thought that GoFundMe would have been a good joke. But yeah, no, that's... We used most of the money, and the remaining money I paid for Pat's breakfast. So all you guys that donated, you paid for labor and for his car getting washed and for eggs. So anyway, that's all I had this week. You guys have a good weekend. Stay dry. If it rains, it's going to rain one day. I don't know. But you enjoy your week. Stay sober if you're sober. Stay sane if you're not. This has been Yes, I'm Still Sober. I'm John Rabin. See you guys next week. Later. Let's ride.